Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:23. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. So earlier I told you about the situation in the United States, where in one of the states they've decided to allow an opt-in. No, it's different to poppy, something completely different, where they've allowed an opt-in on corporal punishment. So what that means is that if you decide that it's okay for a teacher to use corporal punishment on a child, on your child, then you can opt in and allow that. Now, there are regulations. Apparently, they're not allowed to hit the kid on the head or the face. They have to use, what, like a paddle of some sort. That's different to the paddle that I'm playing tonight, although it probably will cause as much damage. But that's something completely different. What on earth is going on with this? Aurelia Pearl Singh, practicing attorney, family, child, and educational law specialist. Good morning. Have Americans lost their minds?
Good morning. Well, you know, a lot of the time American law is very outrageous. We don't follow their system, I think, purely because of that. Ours is a very British system of law.
Right.
So yes, in South Africa, this would be completely unheard of, and also it's not allowed here, not at all. So in South Africa, corporal punishment was banned in schools in 97. So since then, it's been an illegal activity. You obviously can report it accordingly. And there's been many cases where it's been in the news and stuff where it's happened. And obviously the teachers, the school, the principals, everyone gets, they're in quite a lot of trouble if they've inflicted it on a child. However, in our law, we did allow it that it could happen in a reasonable, and, you know, when we say reasonable, it was a little smack that was allowed at home. That also is not allowed anymore. So that is since 2019, the Constitutional Court has not allowed that as well. So corporal punishment, homes and school, totally banned in South Africa, not at all allowed. No consent can ever be given for it.
Right. So we can't opt in.
Yeah, no. So here, you know, in terms of, if you're looking at the period where between 97 and 2019, where it wasn't allowed in school, but it was allowed in a reasonable manner at home, even then you couldn't give consent for someone looking after your child to allow them to, you know, okay, if they've done this, you can give them a little smack. It wasn't allowed at all. So it was only the parents and the guardians that were allowed to have some sort of ability to maybe give a little smack here when in terms of punishment and discipline for the child. But since 2019, the Constitutional Court has also banned that. So there's absolutely no form of it allowed in South Africa at the moment. So if you're experiencing it in school, then you need to obviously report to your parents, and they'll then notify the relevant authorities to deal with it. If it's your parents, on the other hand, that are still giving you a smack, which is not allowed, then you are entitled as a child to inform, obviously an adult you trust, who will then have to get in with a social worker. So here, no form of consent allowed, no form of corporal punishment allowed. It's totally out.
Right.
But obviously
right.
It does happen.
Do we have a system that we can rely on if somebody is being, is enduring some form of corporal punishment at home and they want to report it? How robust is our system in dealing with this?
So look, we have, in terms of reporting anything that involves a child, you report to a social worker first. So in South Africa, there are government social workers, employed by the South African government, where they're obviously free of charge, and they're situated in every area. You just need to, look them up, or you can report to Childline, where the social workers will then obviously be available. You can even report to a private social worker. So if this is happening in your child's school and you're not sure how to approach it, you can approach a social worker, be it private or a government social worker, and they will then take it. They will take over the situation for you. They'll deal with it. So I must say, you know, in South Africa, a lot of the time we have a negative overview of certain officials and how quickly they respond. But when it comes to social work, I must say they're very quick. They're dealing with children, so the response is usually quite rapid. Obviously, we've got a lot of people, we've got a lot of children in the country that social workers, they may not be enough when it comes to government. So if you want maybe a more rapid response there and you have the means, then you can reach out to a private social worker. There are many of them as well, so in private practice.
Right.
And they will then take over and they'll deal with it. The matter will go through the proper court system if it's necessary. They'll obviously come home, speak to the parents, you know, try to the bottom of it if it's the parents involved. But obviously in the schools, it's much more, because it's been since 97 that you haven't been allowed to do it in schools. The system there is very much in place.
Right. Much easier as well, because it's also one step removed.
Yeah, and it's very clear.
So I think that also makes it easier. I'm sorry, you were saying?
Yeah. So no, I said in schools, it's very clear cut what's not allowed. At home, because there was the gray area of that you are allowed a little smack. Then there was they needed to really investigate, is this corporal punishment, isn't it? But like I've said, since 2019, totally banned. So if you've done something and your child's reported, they're going to come and check. Because now it's not allowed.
Right.
So,
and just to be clear, Americans in certain states can opt in. We don't have that as an option.
We do not.
Right, for clarity's sake, Aurelia Pearl Singh, practicing attorney, family, child and educational law expert. It is about to go 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.